You got any toys?
Station. I was the only one who saw the robbery. I didn't want you to worry. Yeah, I'll call you back, hon. Someone's here.
Yeah, please call me back.
Yes, bye.
That's okay if you want to finish the call.
No, I did.
The wife, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, I'm Carrie August with the state's attorney's office. I wanted to thank you for helping us out here.
No problem.
Why don't we talk in private? This is kind of a noisy room.
So, we may need you around for trial, Mr. Dolan.
Are you, found a suspect?
No, no, but if we do, we'll need you around for trial. Plan on going anywhere?
Me? No. Why?
Just you and your wife applied for passports last week?
Right. Cabo.
Pretty pricey?
No, it's my in-laws.
In-laws. So, you told the officer you didn't touch anything in the store, and you're just looking for a squirt gun for your son.
It's his birthday today. Why?
Well, it's just the police, they dusted for prints, and they found yours on this display here.
Yes. When I entered the store, I was looking at some of the greeting cards.
So you did touch something?
The display, yes. Why?
I was just trying to figure out what happened. So, you wanted to buy a greeting card, not a toy?
No, I wanted to buy a toy.
So why'd you touch the cards?
Is there something wrong?
I don't think so. Is there?
I think I'd like to leave now.
Well, I'm afraid I can't allow that, Mr. Dolan.
Why?
We're holding you for investigation.
Mr. Dolan, I'm Alicia Florek.
Are you the public defender?
No, I'm registered with the City Bar's pro bono program. They referred your case, but if you prefer a public defender...
No, this is crazy.
I know.
I saw a robbery, and they think because my fingerprints were on a display that was thrown down, that I did it.
Well, actually, Mr. Dolan, the police have an eyewitness who saw you struggle with the clerk and shoot him.
That's not true. I don't...
Okay, listen, don't say a word to anyone, okay?
Will you call my wife? He took my cell. Actually, don't call her. I'll call her.
Okay.
Is she following me now?
Just going where the pro bonos take me, Gary.
I don't suppose you let me question him or maybe he's innocent, right? Well, thank you, Mr. Boyle. You ready?
I guess I am.
Okay, send the first one.
Take all the time you want.
Hello.
Hi.
May I help you?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, there's going to be five total.
All right, walk to the line. Turn to your left. Touch the wall.
And turn back.
No, not him.
Center number two. Walk to the line.
Were you wearing those glasses when you saw the murder?
Yeah.
Turn to your left.
No, definitely not. He's much thinner than that.
Okay, send in number three.
Number three, step forward.
That's him.
Are you sure? That's the man you saw struggling with the cashier and firing two bullets into his head.
Yes. Definitely.
All right, head back in, number three. Thank you.
Travis Dolan, an unemployed former Parks employee. He's broke, about to be evicted. He's Mr. Everyman, except this Everyman walks into a convenience store to rob it. Doesn't count on the cashier having a gun. Shoots him. Kills him. Sees a passing patrol car pulling up. Puts his gun down, hides in the back of the store, pretending to be a witness.
Prints on the gun?
No usable prints, but solid eyewitness.
No cash taken?
Didn't have time. Patrol car surprised him.
There was a struggle, right?
During the commission of a robbery. You want second degree?
Offer second degree, I'll take it to him.
Once again, I look for my liaison, but where is she?
And once again, I have a job that sometimes takes me oddly out of the office.
So what? I handle this meeting on my own? Is that it?
You do. You're a big boy, Eli, and Will and Diane don't fight.
Yeah, it's not them I'm worried about.
Okay, so here's my advice, Eli. Don't fight them, okay?
Always the level-headed one.
Okay, I need you to work with me full-time.
Really?
Yes. I need investigator time. The law moves slow, I move fast. I'm managing three campaign crises right now, and the cheese lobby has just taken me on full time. Yes, the cheese lobby. You're fast, you're a pro, I need you full time.
They won't let me be full time.
That's why I'm telling them. I don't like sharing. And between you and me, and whoever else you tell, once I ask you, I need someone as investigator when I leave here for opposition research.
That's not going to happen.
It is going to happen because I'm going to make it worth your while. More money, more power, more self-reliance.
Hello, Eli. How are you?
Great. Good. Will,
how are you?
I'm good, Eli. Always a pleasure.
Julius Kane, head of litigation.
Nice to meet you. So I've hit the ground running, as I'm sure you're well aware, and now I think it's time to take a breath and reassess.
No! 10 minutes!
And I need both Alicia Florek and Kalinda... What's your last name again?
Sharma.
Sharma. Dedicated to my department full-time. Lobbying and crisis management are a 24-7 business, and I need 24-7 dedication.
No. Anything else? Am I making you money?
You are.
Am I encouraging clients to keep political business in-house?
You are.
Then I can't be splitting Alicia and Kalinda's time with legal. Alicia's supposed to be at this meeting. Where is she?
She's on a case that makes us money.
Why don't we discuss this, Eli? We take your concerns very seriously.
He'll stay because it's in his interest to stay.
It's only in his interest to stay if we encourage cooperation.
But he doesn't want cooperation.
Look at the numbers, Will. The dairy people bring in almost as much as we lost last
year. But at what cost? If we dedicate Alicia to Eli, what are we pulling her from? How much money are we losing?
Well, actually, at the moment, Alicia's working on a pro bono.
Okay, why are we still doing pro bonos?
Because we're still a member of...
Why am I the only one who's worried about the economy? We're heading into a double-dip recession without a bankruptcy department, without tax lawyers. And our lawyers, some of our best lawyers, are busy doing pro bono?
I need to talk to you.
About?
Things. Players. Political. Cross currents.
Really? You seem smart enough to figure that out.
I'm smart enough to know I need your help figuring it out.
We've expanded, Will, beyond our means. Yes, we're one of the few all-service firms left standing, but we did it at a cost, and we can't continue this way.
Oh, why?
We need bankruptcy. If there's one department that'll survive a double-dip recession, it's bankruptcy. I mean, to build one from the ground up would take time, but luckily enough, we can acquire one off the shelf.
How?
There's a firm breaking up. Malpractice is going one way, acquisition another. Bankruptcy, I just found out, is going with litigation.
Oh, no.
Yes, you need to talk to her.
We already said no.
We already said no when we thought it was just litigation. If it's litigation and bankruptcy...
Then you talk to her.
No, everybody's going to be vying for her bankruptcy department. We need someone who has a pre-existing relationship.
I don't even know where she is.
The Midwest Bar Association. Celeste Serrano is doing a seminar in dispute resolution. Get us bankruptcy. chance to the team of Eli Gold.
Have you noticed no matter how high we go, we're still dancing to someone's tune?
Welcome to leadership.
I don't want to see any lawyers pushing off their CLE hours. Guess who's in town? The Midwest Bar Association.
That's right.
That's right.
Just get it over with.
I have one more item I want to talk about. The Department of Justice has identified certain, and I'll use their word, biases in how we plea bargain. So I've agreed to the government's request to detail an AUSA to this office, not to monitor us, but to work with us and be as one of us. So please welcome Amani Stonehouse. Amani.
Hello. You're all under arrest.
Okay, let's get going. Amani, I'd like you to meet Cariagos. He'll be showing you the ropes.
He already has. Maximum sentence to a black drug dealer, discount to a white killer.
Okay. Off to a great start.
The white defendant, he had no prior.
And no crack.
Yeah, you got me there. Big bad white prosecutor out to put down the black man.
And black woman.
Will Gardner, what the hell are you doing here?
Hey, you got 30 hours to CLE like everyone else.
Well, coming up to the 34th floor if you want to continue that legal education. Strippers and acquisitions.
Maybe later.
Based on this, I believe it's not just...
Should have known you'd be here.
He's amazing, isn't he?
The criminal mind.
Yeah.
You always hated him.
Nope. Just thought he was a bad boss.
You were jealous.
Of? You did not.
After the staff meeting on 9/11, remember? He was in tears.
You slept with him?
We didn't do much sleeping.
Oh, okay, you can stop now.
You found out it wasn't only litigation. The bankruptcy is coming with me. So you're here to charm me?
To offer you a home.
What about your lawyer friend, Alicia Florek? Why isn't she here to charm you too?
What are you looking for?
To come to Lockhart Gardner? 3-year commitment to litigation.
Oh, come on.
5% bump in salary and a 50-50 split on Hammond Aerospace.
The jetliner crash?
Mr. Osterman, remember me, Celeste?
Yes, how are you?
In Baltimore?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
3-year commitment to litigation, a 5% bump in salary, and we'll call it a day. We have other suitors.
I'll talk to Diane.
Until the economy improves, we're calling a halt to pro bonos.
Plead out the ones you've got, and we need everyone full-time back in the office.
Carrie's resisting a plea. What's on the table? Second degree, 20 years.
For a murder with an eyewitness? Sounds like a worthy offer.
The client's resisting.
Okay, I'll help out there. You want me to talk to legal aid?
No, I'll do it. I at least owe them an explanation.
Yeah, Will, where are we?
She wants 50% on her jetliner class action.
She has the crew. We got the passengers. 35%, maybe.
Okay, tell Celeste 35%. The way you usually do, your charm. I believe in you. Bye. Just playing hard to get.
Thank you.
you.
Just,
I'm so sorry.
I love you.
Can I,
No, not yet. No contact.
Jake, this is all just a big mistake, all right? I'll be home soon and we'll celebrate your birthday, all right, kiddo? Daddy loves you very much.
Come on. No record. Not even a parking ticket.
That's why I offered second degree.
Shave off another 5 years.
You haven't met my workmate, have you? Amani. Amani Stonehouse. She's in AUSA to make sure there's no racial imbalance in plea bargaining.
So that's what's going on here? You're hard bargaining for what? Appearances?
I don't think it's just appearance, do you?
I think it's another state's attorney preoccupation. Forgotten in a month.
I think he liked you.
What's the plan?
Turn the preliminary hearing into a poor man's deposition. Get the prosecution to show their hand.
Judge isn't going to let that happen.
All rise. The Honorable Francis Glam presiding.
No, no. Everybody sit down, please.
Justice Tata?
Mm-hmm. Ah, Evelyn made a great zucchini bread. If anybody wants. Mm-hmm. Evelyn, go ahead. Hand it around.
Offer her flex time. The option to telecommute. Tell her we'll find her a corner office.
We're out of corners. Where are you? Football game?
Yes.
My midday treat to myself. No, legal aid.
Come on, Diane. You don't have to break up in person. Just make a call.
Mr. Coyne, please.
Tell me, Diane Lockhart.
Yeah, well, that was the plan, but my guilt was getting to me.
Guilt is for the weak.
Go, sweeten our offer.
The cashier pulled this gun from a holster he had under the counter. Then they just started firing.
And you were standing 20 feet from the window, and how far was the shooter inside the store?
Your Honor, again, objection. This is a preliminary hearing. The defense is using this as a poor man's deposition to get a preview of our case.
Yep. Heard it the first time, Counselor. Got it. Overruled.
And how far was the shooter inside the store?
He's killing us.
Get used to it.
10 feet, probably.
So, 30 feet in total?
20 feet to the window, 10 feet inside.
Was he on the sidewalk or in the parking lot? And so I'm curious, Mr. Boylan, were you on the sidewalk in front of the store or in the parking lot?
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
Yep. I can see into the store. There's no reflection problem. Where did he say the shooter went?
Where did this person go after you saw him shoot?
Back into the store to hide.
So you saw him hide?
No, I'm just... He went toward the rear of the store.
So maybe the real robber went out the back door.
Objection.
It's one exit. Punch key lock. You need to know the code to get out.
Damn.
Detective, have you heard of cross-racial identification?
I have.
But you don't give it much credence.
Well, do I think that some whites tend to misidentify black suspects because they have trouble distinguishing features? Yes. But the eyewitness here was black and the accused white.
And have you seen studies that blacks often misidentify whites?
I haven't, but I'll take your word for
it. Didn't Mr. Boylan give a more general description of a white suspect before he saw my client at your desk being questioned?
Are you talking about the artist's sketch?
I wasn't. But sure.
Continue, please.
And this artist's sketch was done prior to Mr. Boylan seeing my client in the police station?
Yes, but I wouldn't call the description general.
Isn't it possible that Mr. Boylan only fixated on my client as the shooter because he saw him being questioned by police? And couldn't this sketch direct you to the real killer?
No. We have the real killer.
Your Honor, defense asks for access to this sketch.
Seems like a reasonable request, Counselor. Any trouble getting it to them?
Any more questions? I gotta get back to work.
Yeah. So, you were here yesterday during the shooting?
Yes. It was crazy. The cops got here really fast. People running around, screaming.
And did you see anyone who looked like this running around screaming?
I thought they caught the guy who did it.
No.
I don't know. It's just like 100 people. Do you mind?
Sure. Yeah, try and get the crime scene photos. Cops aren't giving me access.
We also would suggest, Your Honor, that it would be helpful to have access to the crime scene photos.
They do have access, Your Honor, in discovery.
Which we always get at the last minute.
Because we have to prepare them, so it takes time.
Well, who prepares the counselor? Give me their number. Maybe they can expedite it.
Tim, listen, can you find out who bought a lottery ticket from his barcode?
You do know you're in the criminal law, Mixer.
I like criminal. Men are so straight.
So we're fine with a 3% bump and a 2-year commitment to your litigators.
Do you know what it means to feed the rat well?
Do I know?
You can live your sweet little domesticated life. You can date your cute little apple-cheeked lawyer.
Apple-cheeked?
But eventually you have to feed the rat. Return to the wild.
Oh, it's fascinating. We're not going above 3%.
You need to feed the rat well. You are killing yourself trying to be normal.
I am normal.
Mr. Florek, hi. Big fan.
Hello.
I came here especially hoping to bump into you. I think you know Will Gardner.
Yes, I do. I will.
Here. You two have so much in common, don't you?
We do have a lot in common. And how do you two know each other?
Us. We
worked at the same firm together a long time ago.
We did a lot more than that.
The Baltimore firm, Osterman Lee Canfield, is my first job out of college.
My first threesome was with Will. That's true. What was her name again?
Celeste, okay.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Oh, so Alicia Florek, huh? Well, she works with Will. She's married to you. It must be quite an arrangement. Discuss.
It is quite an arrangement, yes.
Any awkward moments?
You mean besides this one?
How many kids do you have, Peter?
Two. A boy and a girl.
I love boys and girls. It's very domestic. What ages?
16 and 14.
Well, that's a very good age. Isn't that a very good age, Will? Me, I don't get kids. I mean, I get why they're important, but...
You get them if you got them.
Really? I don't know. I'm too selfish. Have you ever met his kids?
No, I haven't.
Really? Alicia never brought them to work.
I think I'll head out. It's good to see you, Peter.
Yeah.
Who did you say you were with again?
The Lottery Control Board. A lottery ticket was paid out yesterday for $5. It should have been $500.
Well, that's my receipt, all right. But I bought it as a gift for my son.
Oh, where's your son?
Oh, he moved back here, home, a few months ago.
Lovely. Mrs. Silvestri, may I use your bathroom?
There's a young lady here for you.
Who?
She's from the Lottery Control Board. Where is she? Hello? Hello?
I feel like you're cheating on me.
Only for money?
Think that makes it better? Between Will and Diane, who holds more power?
It's equal.
It's never equal.
Yeah. Diane has more power in criminal than Will in civil.
But Diane controls the purse strings.
Only by default. Will hates dealing with it.
But if Will says no, is it real?
Often.
You're not helping much. And this Julius guy, what about him?
Oh, he's head of litigation.
He doesn't like me. Why doesn't he like me?
You're the new and shiny thing.
Does it matter that he doesn't like me?
No.
Anybody else with power?
David Lee, family law.
And Alicia, where does she stand in all of this? Yes?
She's only a third-year associate, but she matters.
Because of her husband?
Various reasons. She can persuade people.
People, as in Will.
What are you looking for, Eli?
The hierarchy. Usually I can figure it out, but this place is like a mom-and-pop store.
It's all Will and Diane. If you want to persuade Diane, you persuade David Lee. If you want to persuade Will, you persuade Alicia.
And here comes your next customer.
Okay, where are we?
According to the time-coded register receipt here, this lottery ticket was redeemed seconds before the murder.
Whose ticket?
Mitch Silvestri. He's a manager from a fish market across the way. As you can see, there's a slight resemblance between him and the artist sketch.
Can you get more on Silvestri?
I'm on him.
Good. We need to lay in court.
What are you doing?
I'm working on a pro bono. What are you doing?
I don't know. Pouring myself out. I sort of miss you.
I sort of miss you, too.
Well, what can we do about that?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Hey, let me call you back.
I'll be here.
Okay. Love you. I said that.
I know.
No, automatically, mechanically. I didn't mean anything.
Well?
Don't worry about it.
It's not that I don't care.
Well, call me later.
Right. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, okay? Don't pout.
I'm fine.
But you're not accepting my apology. What do I gotta do?
Bring us bankruptcy.
Okay. I'll come clean. You're not chasing me, Will. I'm chasing you.
You're chasing me?
Yes.
How are you doing that?
Litigation and bankruptcy are, in fact, leaving the firm. That is true. So is tax and family law. And we're all regrouping.
Is what, a jazz combo?
No, as a new firm. And we want you.
Celeste, I know you're a dreamer. I know you like to live in your head. But what in your wildest dreams would make you think I would leave my firm, one of the most prestigious in Chicago, to come work for what is basically a startup?
Because I have the one thing I know you want.
What?
Can't even guess?
I can't even begin to guess. I'm happy where I am.
Baseball commissioner. The one thing George W. Bush wanted more than the presidency.
Don't play games with me.
I'm not. The league's our biggest client. The commissioner's getting on in years. He needs a successor. The successor's going to come from our firm. You know baseball. You know the law.
I don't believe you.
Call some friends, Will. You know who to call. Look at me. I'm not making this up. When I go all in, it's not with a stone-cold bluff. I got my dispute resolution seminar in 10 minutes. If you want to discuss how this will work, stop by.
Not Judge Powers, Judge Romano. And tell us the brief is on its way.
All right, got it.
Sorry about that. Been in court all day.
No problem, Mr. Coyne.
Maggie, hold all calls. Give me about 5 minutes.
You're a litigator at Portman & Michaels.
Partner track. Flopped out. Couldn't stand all the meetings. Next door down, man. Thank you for picking up the slack on the convenience store shooting. I hear you have 2 lawyers on the case.
Really?
It's good to see, considering all the firms that are pulling back these days.
The
handling deposition's
over
there.
Yes, well, actually, I need to talk to you about this.
Guys, it's a go on the Packer repeal. See if you can pull up some UFC intern time. Ties? Gentlemen, you go to court, you wear a tie. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I know this might not be a great time for this, but we have to Our firm is bowing out of our pro bono obligations. Just till things pick up. You know, the economy.
I get it. Don't worry about it. Thank you for fighting for us anyway.
Well, we hope to return when things improve.
Okay. We're not sure we'll be here. We lost our funding.
Your state funding?
Yeah. Budget crunch.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. You know, we still have a few options. So.
Such as?
Such as knocking on a few doors, yelling at a few rich people. One thing I've learned in the not-for-profit world is that eventually someone steps up.
I should go.
Yes, thanks. You know, it's good to finally meet you in person.
And you. I wish, I don't know what I wish. The world were different.
That sounds good. I'll be here waiting.
Will Gardner, what the hell took you so long?
Hey.
Yeah, come on in. You don't want to miss the Q&A.
No, thanks. I'm looking for dispute resolution, neutrality, something or other.
Next door on the right.
Hey. Who's here? Did you see?
Do you need help? Yeah? I'm on him now.
Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah, Mitch goes to meetings twice a week.
What about the cashing in? Well,
legit, he was chapter treasurer. He likes to bet at the track, but it was all of his own money.
Still doesn't mean he wasn't the killer.
Yeah, but this does. I checked the register at the convenience store. It's an hour fast. It could be an accident, or it was monkeyed with to run a lottery scam.
It still puts him at the store an hour before the murder. We can still tell the story. The guy worked a few doors down. He knew the code to the locks.
A 30-year-old who likes to gamble.
His financial situation is bad enough, it forces him to move home.
I appreciate that we're trying to find a fall guy, but putting this on an innocent man? Isn't that how our client got into this mess?
We're defending our client.
All rise. The Honorable Francis Bland presiding.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all here again. Oh, and I see we've grown by one at the defense table.
Yes, we have, Your Honor. I've been so moved by the plight of Mr. Dolan that I've decided to lend my assistance.
Well, it's great to have you in my court, Miss Lockhart. And I understand your team would like to argue a motion to dismiss.
Yes, Your Honor. The prosecutor has built this case on one weak read. A single eyewitness. An eyewitness who was 30 feet from the crime and who only identified our client after seeing the police questioning him. Mr. Dolan has no record. He has a wife and a son who are here in this court right now. He is an innocent man, Your Honor. And it would be unjust not to dismiss these charges.
Let me argue. Your Honor, injustice comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not just in the man held, it's also in the man released. My grandfather once said, a judging brain requires a listening ear. I think that was true then, but it's doubly true now. You need to hear our full case before you can decide. To dismiss before you hear would be an injustice.
Your grandfather is the Reverend Roy Stonehouse?
He is, Your Honor.
Well, I'm honored. How is he?
He's good. Recovering.
Well, please tell him how greatly he's admired. My first thesis I wrote was on Selma.
I'll tell him.
And convey my respect as well, We all owe men like your grandfather a huge debt. But let's not forget that this case is about an innocent man.
But I think that still needs to be determined, don't you, Counselor?
Yes. What I meant, Your Honor...
Yes, it's all right. I know what you meant. I just think that it would be unjust to summarily dismiss this case before offering a listening ear. And so your motion is denied, Miss Lockhart, and the other two with you. We will move directly to trial. Oh, and Miss Stonehouse, thank you. I have chills.
I don't like to eat that much.
Does it get you into restaurants?
Okay.
Come on. Oh, come on. Not when you're up like that.
Yep, when I'm up like that.
We'll be here tonight after the civil mixer.
I'm fine, thanks.
Take you to breakfast?
No.
You sound so definitive.
Yep.
So, I'll hear from you on the baseball commissioner job?
Less, no. I didn't like this life, not even when I was living it. I didn't like not knowing when I was being conned or conning.
You don't think there's a job?
No, I checked. In 10 or 15 years, there's a chance I could vie for baseball commissioner. What a sad thought that is. Losing what I love now to chase something in the future.
What do you love? You said losing what I love now.
My job.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you love it. What you love is winning. And you can't win big enough at Lockhart Gardner. This is your dream. What happened to pursuing your dream?
What happened to work? Not everybody can pursue their dreams. Someone has to work.
Well, that is so sad.
No, not really. Take care.
That's Cashier's Bay. And that's where the shooter was. And the line of sight checks out.
I'm not saying it's good.
The line of sight checks out until... the cashier reaches under the counter for the gun.
The wall would have hidden the cashier from view.
And Boylan told the police the cashier pulled a gun from a holster taped under the counter.
But he couldn't have seen him reach under the counter for his gun.
Unless he was in the store. Boylan tried to escape, saw a patrol car pull up, and pretended to be an eyewitness, not a killer.
So, let's go talk to Carrie.
A few more minutes. I've always waited for bad things to happen. Every day, Travis sees the good things. And I'm always waiting for the bad.
Well, this is good.
I know. I don't want to be that anymore. The worst thing happened and we're still here. Will you thank the other two lawyers?
Oh, I will, but it was really the prosecutor. He reversed himself.
Can I guess? Oh.
Espresso machine would be nice.
Oh, hey. The release went well?
It did. You should have been there.
No, I didn't do enough.
Hi.
Hi.
How was whoring?
Unproductive. Listen,
About what I said yesterday.
Well, please. I'm on the phone with my kids and I say I love you. And then I'm on the phone with my mother-in-law and I say I love you too. It's an accident.
Yes. But do you think we should talk?
No, I don't, actually.
You don't?
No.
You sure?
I'm so sure. I've never been so sure.
I'm not interested in anyone else.
Well, you're talking about it.
No fuss, no muss.
That's me.
Les Serrano is forming her own firm. Bankruptcy, litigation, family law.
I don't want to be careful anymore. I don't want to count every penny and worry more about failing than doing what's right.
Okay.
Legal Aid is losing its office space. Everybody's pulling back because of the economy. I want to bring them in-house. There's room next to Eli. He won't like it, but he'll have to live with it until we find more room. When our lawyers have free time, they can offer it to Legal Aid.
You should have broken up on the phone.
I want to do this. And I want you're okay.